Psalm 92 says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night." I love that. That's Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. Friend, how are you? Happy Sunday. Good to see you on this 12th day of August 2018. My name is Joey Kroll. All right, if you are new to the program, this program, Sunday Worship, is, it's all about Christ, I'll tell you. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and really got a great mixture of that and more for today's edition of Sunday Worship. Coming up here in the next 30 minutes, well, music from Rich Mullins coming up. Also, Mark Bishop and so much more. Right now, here's Lifeway Worship and How Great Thou Art, to lead things off right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. magnifying the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and have you ever had one of those weeks where it's like, can I get a do-over? Yeah, that was actually my week. Was it last week? We have our house up on the market to sell, and we're looking for a home, and that's a little bit bigger for our family. And, you know, buying a home is the most expensive thing, the biggest purchase of your life. And talk about stress. Talk about you get excited over a house, and then it gets bought by somebody else, and just it can get quite overwhelming. And I came across, in the midst of that type of week I was having, Psalm 121. I pray this is a blessing to you as it was for me. Verse 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Friend, lift up your eyes towards heaven and know where your help comes from.
Fourth verse again, just because they're so good. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all right now to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And should I gain any praise, I'll let it go to things in orbit. He runs to the weary, the worn and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory.
Well, we all know the passage, John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, for whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Somebody once said, life is short, death is sure, sin the cause, Christ the cure.
Sometimes the night was beautiful, sometimes the sky was so far away, sometimes it seemed to stood so close, you could touch it but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon, sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of Abraham, how one star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less than he. And on this road to righteousness, sometimes the climb can be so steep. I may falter in my steps, but never beyond your reach. Oh God,
connect with us on Facebook. Yeah, just connect with us right there on that social media platform there. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful Sunday. It is Joey Kroll here with you. And Psalm 107 verses 1 and 2 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Did you hear about the man who gave up his seat on the bus to a woman? She was so surprised she fainted. And when she came to, she thanked the man, and he fainted. You know, sometimes it takes an exaggeration to make a point, don't it? I mean, really, simple expressions of gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness are so rare that they shock us when we experience them. You know, somebody once said, if you can't be thankful for what you have, be thankful for what you've escaped. The Bible has a simple point on this. Give thanks in all things. Gratitude is a great attitude to develop. It makes us more content, more generous, and more in touch with God, who abundantly blesses us. So I encourage you, friend, as we get ready for a new week, develop an attitude of gratitude starting today.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name. crucified, sacrificed Friday night.
But it's Sunday morning and I am alive.
My name is Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive. Tell the world he's alive, he's alive.
My name is
Tell
Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive. Tell the world he's alive.
My name is Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive. Tell the world he's alive, he's alive.
My name is
Tell
Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive.
My name is Jesus.
Tell the world he's alive, he's alive. Tell the world he's alive. My name is Jesus.
That's right. My name is Jesus. That's music from Mark Bishop. That is a favorite right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll here with you. And just want to remind you here at Great News Radio, this radio station, this ministry is on the air because of God's goodness, His faithfulness, but also because of the support of His people. So, friend, if you've been blessed by this listener-supported radio ministry, would you consider being a blessing to us in return by sending in a special gift of support here for the month of August? You can write to us, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online safely and securely, by the way, at greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. And click on the button there on the right-hand side that says donate. And from all of us here, Mark, Karen, and the rest of the gang, thank you for just your continued faithfulness and gifts and prayers for this radio ministry. Well, I'm going to hang up the headphones today and spend some time with God's people. And I hope you have a chance to do the same, get connected to a Bible-believing church. Until next time, though, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.